Today's Man Law is paired perfectly with Barefoot Lines. No man shall spend more than 2 minutes in front of a mirror. If more time is required, a 3-minute waiting period must be allowed before returning to the mirror. A special allowance is made for hunters putting on camo.
Rules, man. Those pesky rules.
That's all right. World's made of rules.
Right.
So to go with these pork chops, what do you think about some dirty garlic mashed?
Well, I'm thinking it's Mother's Day.
Do you ever
and
make
if you want to get dirty with Mama, then you ought to make mashed potatoes part of the game.
Do you ever make them?
Do I ever make dirty mashed potatoes? I don't believe I've ever called them that. I might have made what you're about to tell us.
Oh, I was going to let you do it.
Oh.
Dirty garlic mash. Do you have a recipe for something like that?
Okay. Not so dirty. No.
Sorry. All right. Well, these are dirty mashed is when you leave the peelings on them.
Oh, well, right? Then, yeah, I do it all the time.
Do you do garlic mashed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do a little bit of maybe Parmesan in them?
On top, usually
not
in them.
Do you do a nice coarse cracked pepper in it, like a little extra?
Nope, because Michelle really doesn't enjoy the cracked pepper like I do.
Mm.
Okay? So I put it on my own portion when it gets there. It's not cooked in. Just a preference.
So
thing,
how would you do a garlic mash?
Well, you're going to clean the potatoes.
What kind of
leave
potato?
The skins on.
What
I'm going to use Idaho potato.
Because you are.
Right. And so I will put those, but wash them up real good with a brush, right? And then
do you soak them before you wash them?
Nope.
I do.
I don't.
The dirt comes off a little bit.
I don't. I just scrub them with a brush, and then I, quarter them, put them in a pot, get them to boil, right? Come on, this is potatoes. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about
no,
this?
No, we're talking dirty mash, though.
Right.
It but is. Then, hey, Dad might not make these.
And
so
then
we're
when
trying
I get
to
done,
help,
when I get
help
done,
a brother out.
Yeah, all right. I mash them up, right? With a little, and I usually put a little sour cream and butter in with the mash, and then salt and pepper if you like it. But the heavy cracked pepper, which I like, goes on at the table. Doesn't go on in the mix, but simple. It's mashed potatoes.
But if
right?
you want a good presentation, coarse crack, put it in the potatoes because that black fleck in there, and then you throw in some nice fresh Parmesan. You blend that in, and it's okay to use the powdery shredded Parmesan.
Almost
don't
done.
Look at the wine, man. Some powdery Parmesan because you got to be careful about this Parmesan. It'll want to string up on you a little bit. So, and then I just get the minced garlic right out of the jar. It's so much easier than chopping up fresh garlic.
So your dirties have Parmesan and garlic
yep.
in addition to the butter, sour cream, salt, and pepper.
Coarse pepper.
There's a lot going on in those potatoes.
It is, and they're so good. But if you put enough butter in them, you don't need anything else on these babies. You just put a nice big glob of those next to that pork chop, and then your fancy asparagus. And Mom is going to look at you with a glass of that beautiful Barefoot sangria in her hand, and she's going to look at those kids, and you're going to tie the whole day together, and guess what you just created? Magic.
That's right. Little grill envy in your backyard. Scott, take us out of the show, man. What you got here?
All right, guys. So we've tried sweet wines. We've tried Chardonnay. We now have our Sauvignon Blanc. We've got Pinot Noir and Cabernet here that will pair beautifully with those grilled red meats. If you're not doing that pork chop or that chicken recipe, you've got great dry red options from Barefoot Wines as well. I just want to thank you guys so much for having me here. We like to tell everybody, get barefoot, have a great time, and grill it up.
Thanks, man.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week.